have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
It was your love that lifted me. 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 When I couldn't take it. When I couldn't make it. Oh, when I couldn't take it. Yes. When I can make it, oh, what love, yes. What peace, yes. What joy He gives, oh, yes. I was thinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, oh, yeah. Very deeply, stay with me, Master of the sea, heard my despairing cry from the water. He lifted me.
Holy,
yes, you are. You're holy.
Holy,
holy,
what love, what love has lifted me. What love, what love, what love, what love has set me free.
Hallelujah, he is, hallelujah, glory to God. I am so grateful. Yes, he is holy, hallelujah. He is the rock. He works all things and they are perfect, amen. His ways are just. He is a faithful God. He is a loving God, hallelujah. And we bless him on today, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I'm so grateful because in that I understand without any question that we were created to worship, hallelujah, our God. Did you know that, people of God? He is worthy. He is holy. He certainly is worthy of all the praise. And I thank the Lord for that song that has been ministered to us. Amen. But the word of God says in itself in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. And you know, people of God, he created all things. And by his will, by his intention, by his motivation, they exist and were created. You and I were created to worship. So in this moment, we lift up our hands. We bless his name. I want to bless his holy name. I want to Shabbat the Lord on today and bless his name. I praise him and I honor him and I extol him because he is Elohim, our creator, a mighty God, Adonai, our Lord and our master and complete and self-existing, always present, my God, today. Always revealed in Jesus. He is Jehovah Jireh. Yes, he is the one who sees my needs and provides for them. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, my healer in the name of Jesus. And I am a witness that he is consistently the great physician, the healer in Jesus' name. He sent his word and he healed me, people of God. In the name of Jesus, and he will do the same for you. He will forgive all your iniquities and heal all of your diseases and all of your disease in the name of Jesus. He is the one who is able to make our bitter experiences sweet, my God, today. He is Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. I am going to bless his name and Shabbat him on today. He is Jehovah Makedesh, my sanctifier, the one who has set you and I apart. Chose us when we were in our mother's womb. Jehovah Shalom, our peace, the peace of God that transcends all understanding, that mounts guard over our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. Yes, we were created for worship, and we worship him on today because he is holy. He is faithful. He is loving. He is compassionate in Jesus' name. Well, hey. This is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle P.D. Westbrook, amen, also known as Apostle Dawn, amen. And that's what we do right here on Elation Radio every Saturday at 3 p.m. We Shabbat the Lord on this day. So I welcome you for stopping by and listening in and giving God all the glory, amen, because it certainly does, absolutely does belong to him in Jesus' name. Well, listen, there's a great shaking going on, amen, in this earth realm and in the heavenly realm. Just this morning, amen, there was a tsunami, hallelujah, alert for the West Coast. Amen. And let me tell you, people of God, just as there is a manifestation in the earth realm, it is indicative that there is a great shaking in the heavenly realm. But you and I have been given the authority to speak and say something to Shabbat, our awesome God, and encourage you, our listening audience, on this Shabbat Saturday. Because you know what? This day, my God, today, when you woke up, this day, when you took your first breath, this day, when you stepped out of your bed and you had mobility and no one had to assist you, this day, when you opened your eyes, my God, today, was the day that was created by Him. And we have been made to rejoice and be glad in it. Let me tell you, I take that to heart. It is a reality to me that every day that I am able to rise, hallelujah, and I have mobility and functionality, amen, that I have my mental awareness and capacity. I'm breathing, hallelujah. I'm above the ground in the name of Jesus. But most importantly, I am a child of the King, hallelujah, a daughter of the beloved in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am shabbaking Him on today and rejoicing in it. So on today, it is so special because we are honored to have, glory to God, Minister Kathy Copley Jasper of Manna House Ministries. Yes, Manna House Ministries in West Virginia. And she's here with Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you here with us, Minister Copley?
I am here. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I know that you have come, hallelujah, from your DM this morning. Yes. That you have a word in your belly for the people of God. So I know that you're going to inspire us. You're going to move us in the realm of His glory. Hallelujah. I'm excited. But again, thank you for joining us this afternoon, woman of God, on Shabbat Saturday. And now, Minister Kathy will be the next voice that you hear. Woman of God, go forth as the Spirit of the Lord would lead you and share with our Elation family and the listening audience what the Spirit of God has placed on your heart for His people. God bless you.
Praise God, praise God. First of all, I want to give honor to the Spirit of Christ. I would like to first just thank Him for giving me an opportunity to share with you what the Spirit has laid upon my heart. I'm thankful for allowing me to see yet another day. I am thankful for the opportunity to be here. I'm grateful for the pleasure of a meeting, from meeting Apostle Don Westbrook. It was God. It wasn't fate. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a coincidence. The Holy Spirit united us and brought us together, and I'm so thankful for that. I would like to say thank you to our host, Kimmy Kim, for allowing me to partake and be a member of this platform and to be one to help share God's message with His people. Thank you so much. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to share your word with your people today. Thank God, thank God. The Spirit has been working with me and dealing with me since 2:30 this morning. And the Spirit has laid upon my heart preparation. As Apostle Dawn had mentioned what's going on the West Coast, there's tornadoes in the Midwest. On the East Coast, where I'm located, we're preparing for a severe storm, winter storm, that, you know, they're predicting in some places a foot of snow, some places 3 to 4 feet of snow. And in that process of watching the Weather Channel, waiting to see when it's coming and how much snow is going to come, the Spirit brought to my attention preparation. Are you prepared? How prepared are you? Do you know what is all involved in that preparation? And I was just thinking all week how I was at the store yesterday. I couldn't even get in the store. The store was so crowded. There was no places to park outside of the store because everyone was inside buying up all the supplies for the storm that's coming. And how, and it just made me think about going to another store, and I couldn't get into that store. And then the Spirit just spoke with me today, and it was like, we go through all that preparation in the natural. You know, you buy the flashlight, get the batteries, you have a first aid kit, you have extra blankets, you stock up on and water and milk and non-perishable foods, and you make sure the generator is going, snow shovel, and all the things that you might need, you know, the sandbags for water, for flooding, all the things you might need for the storm. But what about the spiritual man? What are we doing in preparation for the spiritual man? Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 11 through 18 verses, it speaks of that spiritual preparation kit. You know, we have the natural kit because many people have spent all week getting the natural kit together. How much time do we spend on our spiritual preparation kit for the storms that come in like a flood, the storms that come in unexpected, you know, the storms that come in and catch you unaware? Ephesians 6, 11 through 18 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God that when the day of evil comes, that you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of the truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, for which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, my God, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. As we prepare in the natural, allow the scripture to tell us, if we didn't know what goes in that spiritual preparation kit, these 7 verses tell us what we need to be prepared in the spirit, because the enemy doesn't take a vacation. The enemy doesn't take a break. The enemy does not sleep, nor does he slumber. The enemy's role is to kill, steal, and destroy, to attack God's people. The enemy will attack you with distractions, fear, doubt, insecurity, anxieties, sadness, sickness and illness, spiritual wickedness, complacency. The enemy will attack us with these things. But in our spiritual preparation kit, we know when doubt comes in from the enemy, we know we can combat that with faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. When the enemy throws that arrow, that the fiery arrow of confusion, the word says to God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind. When the enemy comes in and tells you that you alone, you by yourself. Oh, no. In our preparation kit, our Lord and our Savior said that he would never leave us or forsake us. Saints of God, we need to make sure that we have that kit. It's not something you just put together and you put on a shelf. That spiritual preparation kit, we use it all the time. You're opening that up. You're going into it all the time. The word of God is not, it's not something that just sits there and looks nice on the table. The word of God is the blueprint. That is the means by which we know how to combat the enemy. That's the means that we know that when those storms come in, and they will, that we go to the Word. And in there, that is where when you open the Word up, there's all that you, everything is right there. The kit, all the tools that you need to be prepared for the storm is in the Word. All we have to do is go to it. All we have to do is read and study it. Allow for it to sink in on the inside so that you're walking around with your kit at all times ready, prepared. Not only is our spiritual kit is for those fiery darts of the enemy, that kit is also our preparation for when our Savior is coming back. As we walk this earth and we are fighting and battling the enemy, because it's not flesh and blood, we also have to have our kit prepared for his arrival, because he's coming back, saints. We are experiencing the latter days here. We are experiencing natural disasters that we've never seen before. We are right now living in the midst of a pandemic, a plague brought upon the earth. Right now we're living among this. There's never a time that we ever thought that we would walk around with a mask. There's never a time that we ever thought that we would go to the store and there would not be enough bathroom tissue, paper towels, detergent, water, you know, hand sanitizer. These are things that are scarce right now, where there was a time there was an abundance of it. We are now living in a time that we can't be getting ready, but be ready, because the storm is here. And Matthew 25:1-13, it speaks of the 10 versions. And we're all familiar with the 10 versions. We, you know, and it speaks of preparation. 10 of them understood what was about to happen. 5 were prepared, 5 were not. But all 10 of them knew the bridegroom was coming. Like today, saints of God, we know the bridegroom is coming. Now is the time for us to double check that spiritual preparation kit. Double check and make sure that on the inside you have everything that you need. Because when the bridegroom comes, none of us want to be in a position where the bridegroom say, "I don't know you." Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour wherewith the Son of Man cometh. Are you prepared? Do you have everything you need in your spiritual kit? Are you lacking something? Are you lacking faith? Are you lacking, you know, maybe strength? Are you wavering on whether or not is this the path God has you on? Do you really want to walk this journey? Are we struggling with spiritual wickedness? Now is the time to get into the Word. Now is the time to check that kit, to make sure that if there's something in the kit that is missing, that we go to our Father. We ask our Father, "Lord, help me. Lord, supply my needs. You know, provide me with the wisdom, the knowledge, then the wisdom, Lord Jesus, that I may move forth, that I may have what I need in my kit, so that when you come back, so that when he comes back, that we are prepared for his arrival, that when the enemy attacks us as we're waiting for our Savior to return, that we have what we need in that kit. We don't have time. You can't put items in the kit when the storm gets here. You have to be prepared in advance for when a storm arrives, when it comes, and it's coming. Preparation is to make ready beforehand for a certain purpose, as for an event or occasion, to be made ready beforehand. Saints of God, now is the time that we need to be ready, because he's coming back. Not only is he coming back, the enemy is out and about. The enemy is looking for us to be unprepared. The enemy is waiting for us to just get comfortable, get relaxed, get complacent, and not check your kit to make sure there's a commercial on TV where the gentleman always, or the actor or the actress would ask a question. The question is, what's in your wallet? Today I ask you, what's in your spiritual preparation kit? Do you have the things in there that you need that you can stand strong, stand firm in the Lord? Do you have what you need today? Are you prepared for his arrival? Saints of God, as we prepare for the natural, let's please be reminded that we cannot be complacent in the spiritual, that we must seek him while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. We have to be urgent. We have to be diligent. We have to be sober so that when the enemy comes to us like a snowstorm, like a tsunami, when the enemy comes in like a forest fire, when the enemy comes in whirling and twirling like a tornado, that we have our spiritual kit intact, that we have, not just have it intact, not just have the items in the kit. Lord, please let us be at a place where we even have a kit. Thank God, please consider looking at the man in the mirror, checking to make sure that you're where you need to be in Christ so that you have everything in your kit. Because as the scripture says, that when our Savior returns, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain will be caught up. Make sure you have your kit ready so that when we hear the trumpet sound, that you're not going to have time to get it ready. You're not going to have time to try to get items in your kit, that your kit is prepared, that your kit is ready, that when the Savior calls, when we hear that trumpet, that we are ready to go, that we're rejoicing and praising God because we're found prepared, that we want to be the five versions that were prepared. Thank you, God. I hope you were able to receive what the Spirit has given to me, and that it may be for the nourishment of your body, that it may propel you to a place in God that you seek him more now than ever before, that you reexamine, you go back and you check not only your natural kit for preparation of a storm, but you go and you check your spiritual kit, that if there's anything that is lacking, that you seek the Father. That if you don't have a kit, now is the time to come to Christ in preparation for that kit. And for those who can rejoice that their kit is already prepared and they're in a place where they are ready to receive the Savior, please share the good news with those who do not have a kit or who may not be ready. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity right now. I thank you for the spirit of the teacher. I thank you for the word that lives on the inside. I thank you for the opportunity for me to step back and for me to close my mouth and for me to allow for the Spirit to pronounce, for the Spirit to proclaim the word that is meant for the people. Lord Jesus, I ask that you continue to protect us, continue to have a hedge built around us, Lord Jesus, that we may always be in a place that we hear your voice and not just hear it, that we are obedient to what you've asked of us. Lord Jesus, bless us in the natural, that as the storms come up naturally, that we're prepared and that we are safe. Continue to have that hedge around us that protects us from the plague of COVID. For those, Lord Jesus, we continue to pray for those that are out there who are battling with the illness right now. Lord Jesus, we come before you and we ask for you to meet them at their needs. Lord Jesus, as never before, now is the time to seek you. And Lord Jesus, we always want to be remindful that we come before you and we always want to first ask forgiveness for all sins that we have committed against you, that we may be fine. We may be found in a place where we can say, Yes. Yes, Lord. Forgive me. I repent of my sins. I want to walk in the fullness of your love, in the fullness of your grace. Oh, Savior, I thank you today. I thank you today, Savior. Oh, my God, I thank you today, Savior. Oh, I thank you. I thank you for grace and mercy today. Lord, I thank you. We ask all of these many blessings we ask in the name of our God, the God of Israel, Yahweh, and blessings upon God's people through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful word, and so, so needed now in this hour. Amen. From just Matthew 25. Amen. It is such a blessing, woman of God, that you would use this parable. And you know, I told you to just let the Holy Spirit use you. But interesting enough, the Holy Spirit always speaks the mind of God for the hour, because I was reflecting on the 10 virgins, amen, earlier this morning, and preparation, how it is in this parable that the bridegroom, who they were waiting for, amen, who is Jesus himself, amen, our Savior, gave them instructions. All of them knew the instructions from the onset. But as I was just meditating on that, amen, it's likely that they all had their oil flask filled. And I said, oh, my God, today, because they knew from the onset what the instructions were. And the Holy Spirit just said to me, yes, they all heard the same words. They all received the same instructions about preparation and consequently did prepare. But I believe the five wasted their oil on non-essential. And when I got that revelation, I said, oh, my God. They had the oil in the onset, but they wasted it. And in the end, when it was time to use it, they did not have it. And like you said, woman of God, today, because of distraction, because of fear, because of spiritual negligence, because of spiritual complacency, people of God, you must be prepared in advance, as the woman of God we said. Be made ready beforehand, not after the fact, not after you hear the announcements or the, you know, the proclamations. It's so interesting that the Holy Spirit is so ingenious and a strategist that we already know the instruction, people of God. But as she said, what's in your spiritual preparation kit? And you know what I got from that? What's in your go kit? Hallelujah. Your go kit that's going to have you prepared for your eternal journey. Glory to God. We cannot be complacent in the spiritual. Yes, you should call upon him while he is near, as the woman of God said. Woman of God, this word, I tell you, surely the bridegroom's arrival is, it is imminent. It's like, Maranatha, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, at any hour. It could be tonight, my God, today. But I'm so grateful for you just bringing this word forward. And I just trust the word that you have released in this hour. It is a accurate word. It is a now word. It is a needed word, glory to God, that we need to be spiritually prepared to enter the kingdom. And it's not something that you can say, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. Now, hallelujah, the word of God says, now is the appointed time. Glory to God. Do not harden your heart. I thank God for you, Minister Kathy. Thank you so much for your obedience. Thank you for hearing the Holy Ghost. Amen. People of God, do not doubt what God has released today, now, during this broadcast. Surely we know, amen, as he has said, he's doing a new thing. Amen. But the question is, what is your posture in your storm right now? Amen. Are you operating in Ephesians 6, as the woman of God says, our blueprint? I understand that God is creating a new path in the midst of the chaos, glory to God. He has shielded us, according to Psalms 91, and we are being shifted into a new thing, into a season of this season of plenty and reaping and changes here now, glory to God. But listen, he is the Lord, and he is doing a new thing, hallelujah, and it will be marvelous in our eyes, and he is telling us, oh, my God, today, it's like, it's almost like the Holy Spirit is imploring with us, be ye ready, hallelujah, be prepared, glory to God, because that is the only way that we are going to be at our place of victory, hallelujah. So, Father God, I thank you that the word that has been released, that you will now demonstrate and manifest your mighty, hallelujah, anointing and power over this word released in this hour on behalf of your people. Lord God, shake them up. Wake them up. Hallelujah. Let them arise from their slumber. Hallelujah. And hearken unto the voice of the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And you know what, Minister Kathy, I know that we would be remiss without doing the most important thing right now of this broadcast. For those who don't know, who don't even know where to begin, glory to God, I would ask you, if you would, to introduce them to our Savior, Jesus Christ, in the sinner's prayer. Would you pray for those who are now on the call and who will be joining us on the rebroadcast? Amen. Will you pray with them right now? Because I sense the presence of God, and he is like wooing them and calling them. I don't want you to be caught unaware. I don't want you to be, hallelujah, mincemeat in the mouth of the enemy. I want to be your Savior and deliverer. I want to show myself strong on your behalf. So, woman of God, would you pray for our listeners, those who have not received him as their personal Lord and Savior, and lead them in the sinner's prayer?
Lord Jesus, come before you right now, humble, lost, willing to give of myself to you. I know that I'm a sinner, and I cannot save myself. I no longer want to walk at a place of confusion. I no longer want to walk in hopelessness. I no longer want to walk in helplessness. By faith, Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins. By faith, I receive the gift of your salvation. Lord, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to be, to lead and to guide me. I ask that you be my Savior, that you be the one to take me by the hand. Lord, I would like to willingly surrender my trust to you. No longer will I walk in doubt. Lord, confusion, I surrender it. I would like to walk in peace now. Lord, I feel unloved. I surrender that feeling to you. Now, Lord, I would like to receive your love. Lord, place me in a position that that I may see Christ in others, that they may help me. They may help to guide me. They may help me in Bible study. They may help me to learn more about you, because I know there's going to be times I'm going to be afraid. But, Lord, allow for their encouragement and the word of God to encourage me, that I may stay strong in the faith. I may stay strong in you. Lord Jesus, I come before you and I ask this of you. And I receive your Holy Spirit into my heart right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you for being my Savior. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was so beautiful. And people of God, now that you have given your life, amen, and asked him to take full control from this moment on in the name of Jesus, listen, it's going to be your obedience to God that brings the blessing. You must be in the posture of obedience. And this declaration of the sinner's prayer has placed you on the right track now. And so now it's time for you to, as a woman of God, seek a church home, amen, within your local area. If you don't
know or have information, please reach back to myself or Dr. Kimmy Kim, amen, or even Minister Kathy Copley Jasper. We are all on Facebook, glory to God. Just reach out to us, amen, so that we can lead you to a local church in your area, amen, and that you would learn of him and his desire for your life, because it is time for you to arise and be prepared, amen. Get up and do whatever God has called for you to do. You're at the table now, amen, and you have a seat, hallelujah. Remain focused, be ready, prepared, have your spiritual go kit, amen, ready, because now you can, you know, not have that Lodabar mentality or that spiritual complacency or negligence, because you'll be accountable for the information that you receive today. Hallelujah. So know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking to you today. So what are you going to do? Are you spiritually prepared? Well, you can say yes, because you took the first step. You accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. You repented, amen. You took time out to do that. Hallelujah. So now you're not out of the race. You are not out of the game. Hallelujah. You are back in alignment with the perfect will of God for your life. Get it right with him now and go the next step so that the enemy will not have access to you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everyone listen, Shabbat the Lord, and expect a great move of God in your lives during this season. Be spiritually ready and prepared. Have your spiritual go kit sitting at the door waiting for his return, amen, according to Ephesians 6. And we decree and declare God's mighty acts, amen, that you will do great exploits. Hallelujah, because he is Almighty God, and he's all-knowing, hallelujah. So please believe him. Take him at his word. You can trust him. Begin to believe God. He can take you from where you are now to where you are to be, fulfilling your purpose and your calling and your destiny. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woman of God, thank you, thank you, thank you again. Hallelujah. It was such a breath of fresh air that has been blown across the airwaves. It is a rhema word, absolutely, about spiritual preparedness, being spiritually ready. I call it have your spiritual go kits. Amen. Ready to go. Hallelujah. And I'd like to pray, Father God, now fill this broadcast with your glory, that those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast will experience the great manifestation of your power and your presence as they listen to this word that was released from your vessel. Touch the life and nature of God within them. People, God, change. Change is taking place now in Jesus' name. And I want to again say thank you so very much, Minister Kathy Copley Jasper, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Hallelujah. And thank you all for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this platform, Dr. Kimmy Kim. And I pray the Lord will continue to bless you indeed and continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the mighty name of Jesus. And Minister Kathy Jasper, woman of God, do not let go of the realm, the helm, amen. Do not allow the enemy to stop you. Do not doubt what God has placed in you, amen. Soar in 2022, woman of God, because he indeed has his hand upon you. And there is a word in your belly for the body of Christ. I want to say thank you so very much for saying yes to the invitation. And I love you. And I pray that you will come back, amen, and join us again in Jesus' name. I am your host, Apostle P.D. Westbrook. For those who may want to contact you, Minister Kathy, would you give them your information?
Oh, yes. You may reach me on Facebook. It's Kathy Coakney Jasper. I go by Kathy Jasper, but I just have that. I have three names in there. So it's Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, C-O-P-N-E-Y, J-A-S-P-E-R. You're welcome to send me a message there. You're welcome to send me something on Facebook Messenger. My home number is 681-404-6454. It is my pleasure if anyone would like to have someone to pray with them. I will stop work if someone calls just to pray with someone, because we don't see much of that nowadays, and it's my pleasure to pray with you and pray for you. So you're welcome to reach out to me there at any of those means of contact.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for sharing that information in the name of Jesus. And all of you, hallelujah. Please join us and come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elations Radio. And again, thank you, Dr. Timmy Kim, our producer. Hallelujah. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
That's what I
was created for. Whoa. I was created for. No, I believe in God. I was created for. Whoa. Bless your name.